Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue to investigate lies in the textbooks. In the last two programs, I have shared with you some religious facts from the teaching of Allah in the Quran and from the account of the Old Testament. And in both books, we discovered that the Holy Land, as Muhammad named it in the Quran, was the land which was given by Allah to the children of Israel, as we cover this from Quran chapter 5 verse 20 to verse 26. And notice that this happened in Moses' days, which means that is 3,500 years ago. As we looked at the Genesis account and the biblical understanding of how the Jewish people took the promised land, we also find that the promised land was given by God to Abraham and his descendants, to the children of Israel, roughly around 4,000 years ago. So, biblically and chronically, we can know for sure that here are two documents. We see that the Israelites have two deeds which gives them the right to be the true inhabitants of the promised land. Now we ask the question, is this what we teach our children in the school books here in our public schools in America? The answer is absolutely not. The level of deception in these lies is beyond measure, to the point many of our wonderful great teachers in our public schools are teaching these lies without realizing that it is in the textbooks. We are not making this up. We will actually tell you the name of the book, the name of the publisher, and the year in which the book was published. And then you can investigate to see if what we are telling you is true or not. First, we will tell you the lies which exist in the textbooks. Then second, we will respond to it by this wonderful article, which is written by the Citizen for National Security, which is written by William M. Courage II and Dr. William A. Sexton on February 2012. Then we will have another session where we will show you the true history which must be taught to our children in our public schools, instead of the propaganda, lies, and deception which is given by liberals and Muslims. Let us begin with the following statement. Notice, this is what we teach our children in our schools concerning Israel and the Promised Land.
From the Glencoe World History Textbook, published by McGraw-Hill Glencoe, copyright 2005, on page 56. Although later, after King David, the Israelites would be conquered and scattered, Palestine remained the Promised Land in the minds of many Jews.
Did he hear the message in this one simple line? The textbook stated Palestine remained the promised land in the minds of many Jews. Is this the true history we need to teach our children? That the land where Israel lived is the land of the Palestinians, or it is the promised land of Israel? You see, the lie here is so subtle. By simply changing the word for the land of Israel to the land of Palestine, and our children will grow up to believe that the Israelites are occupying a land that does not belong to them, but it belongs to the Palestinians. Let's continue with the same book, another passage where the author said,
on page 57, conflict in Palestine. Conflict in Southwest Asia has a long history. When the Israelites entered Palestine around 1220 BC, other peoples were already settled there. One of these peoples was the Philistines. For over two centuries, Israelites and Philistines fought for control. By 1020 BC, the Israelites found themselves on the verge of being conquered by the Philistines. David, the next king of the Israelites, defeated the Philistines and established control over all of Palestine.
I wonder where this information comes from. Yes, there were people in the Promised Land before Moses and the Jewish people entered the Promised Land, and these were 10 nations. Once again, here are their names. We read in Genesis chapter 15, verses 19, 20, and 21. Here is the word of God, that the people who lived in this land were the Canaanites and the Kenizzites and the Kadamites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Raphaites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Girgashites and the Jebusites. These are the people who lived in the Promised Land before Abraham's descendant took this land. Did you notice which name is missing? The name missing here is the Palestinians. So here is the fact. The Palestinians were not the original people of the land when the Jews entered the Promised Land. Now let us look at a few more examples.
In the textbook, The World and Its People, published by McGraw, Hill, Glencoe, in 2005, on pages 473 and 509, if Abraham moved to the land of Canaan, Palestine, he would be blessed.
Did you notice what the textbook said? Abraham will be blessed if he goes to the land of Palestine.
In the book People, Places, and Change, published by Houghton, Miffin, Harcourt, Holt, Reinhardt, and Winston, copyright 2005, on page 384. In the 60s BC, the Roman Empire conquered the region, which they called Palestine.
The Roman conquered which land? Palestine?
On page 404, as Saudi Arabia's economy grew, many foreign workers came to the country to work. In the early 2000s, foreign workers made up about 25% of Saudi Arabia's population. These workers included people from Yemen, Egypt, Palestine, Syria, Iraq, South Korea, and the Philippines.
Did you notice the lie here? The Saudi hired workers in the year 2000 from the country of Palestine, not from the state of Israel.
In the book Traditions and Encounters, A Global Perspective on the Past, published by McGraw, Hill, copyright 2006, on pages 45 through 48, Israelites formed a branch of Hebrews who settled in Palestine, modern-day Israel. Abraham migrated to Palestine about 1850 BCE. According to their scriptures, some Hebrews migrated from Palestine to Egypt during the 18th century BCE. This branch of the Hebrews departed under the leadership of Moses and went to Palestine. These Hebrews, known as the Israelites, fought bitterly with other inhabitants of Palestine and carved out a territory for themselves.
In this short passage alone, the author uses the name Palestine 5 times instead of the true name of the land, which is Israel.
In the textbook World Geography Today, published by Holt, Reinhardt, and Winston, copyright 2005, on page 452, Palestine is an old Greek name for the Eastern Mediterranean.
Now, I would like to share with you the comments concerning all these lies in all these textbooks, which is given to us by Citizen for National Security, Mr. Koresh II and Dr. William A. Saxton stated, these textbooks repeatedly and incorrectly use the name Palestine for the Kingdom of Israel. The term Palestine was not actually used to describe the ancient land of Israel until over 1,100 years after these events described in these passages. The improper use of the term Palestine delegitimizes the modern state of Israel by denying the historical and legal claim of Israel to the land and gives unwarranted support for current Palestinian claims for statehood. Israel is the ancient Hebrew name for the land of Israel, first mentioned in the Bible in the book of Genesis chapter 23 as the name of Jacob, translated as God contented. The promised land, as referenced on page 56, was certainly not referred to as Palestine. The promised land mentioned in the biblical books of Genesis and Exodus as promised by God referred to Israel and only Israel. The earliest known reference to the name Israel in archaeological record is in Merneptah stele, an Egyptian record of c. 1209 BC.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Another important point is shared here in response to all the lies which we have read in the textbooks, is that the first clear use of the term Palestine to refer to the region synonymous was that defined in modern times was in the 5th century BC ancient Greece. Herodotus wrote of a district of Syria called Palestine. In the histories, the first historical work clearly defining the region, which includes the Judean mountains and the Jordan Rift Valley. The Romans under Titus 70 AD destroyed the temple to punish the Jews for rebellion. And later, the Romans referred to the region as Palestina, a name that did not enjoy broad usage until 150 AD. The name Israel thus predates the name Palestine by 800 to 1200 years, depending upon historical usage. In response to the lies which is written in the world and its people, stating that God promised Abraham that he would be blessed if he moved to Canaan, Palestine. There is no mention anywhere in the Bible or in historical records of a place called Palestine. The improper use of the term Palestine delegitimizes the modern state of Israel and gives unwarranted support for current Palestinian claim for statehood. As mentioned earlier, Palestina, a name that did not enjoy broad usage until 150 AD, or about 1,600 years after events described in the book of Genesis. As for the lies which states that in the 60s BC, the Roman Empire conquered the region which they called Palestine, Once again, the Roman did not call the region of Israel and Judea Palestine in the 60 BC. This is an attempt to delegitimize the modern state of Israel by providing a false history to ancient Israel. The Romans did not commonly call the region Palestine until over 200 years later. As for the lies concerning the statement, this branches of the Hebrews depart under the leadership of Moses and went to Palestine. These Hebrews, known as the Israelites, fought bitterly with other inhabitants of Palestine and carved out a territory for themselves. Avoids mention that the God of the Bible directed these events. The phrase ignores that the Egyptian held the Israelites in slavery and God directed Moses to leave Egypt after God freed the Israelites from bondage. God directed Moses to take the Israelites to the promised land, the land of Israel, and take it from those who lived there. The Israelites took the land by the command of God, not for the sake of aggressive conquest as suggested by the phrase. Another textbook, World Geography Today, and many similarly flawed textbooks improperly use the noun Palestine as a way to delegitimize the modern state of Israel and suggest that the modern-day Palestinians have a bitter claim to the land. It also infers that Palestine today is a country, which it is not. Incorrectly calling the land Palestine also creates doubt in the mind of the students on the history of ancient Israel. Let us continue with more lies in the textbooks.
In the textbook titled World History, published by McGraw, Hill, Glencoe, copyright 2008, page 40, states, Egypt under Hatshepsut did not occupy Palestine.
And here is the answer to this lie. At the time of Queen Hatshepsut, who ruled from 1479 to 1458 BC, the region was known as Canaan. Israel is the ancient Hebrew name for the land first mentioned in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, chapter 32 and verse 28, as God's new name of Jacob, translated as God contend or God strives. The earliest known reference to the name Israel is in archaeological records, is in the Manetta Stele, an Egypt record of 1209 BC. Now let us look together to how the textbook in our public schools mentioning our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ and how much respect the textbooks gives to our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. For we read,
in the textbook titled World Cultures and Geography, Eastern Hemisphere and Europe, published by Houghton, Milfen, Harcourt, McDougall, Little, 2005, on page 230. Sometime during the years 8 to 4 BC, a Jewish boy named Jesus was born in Bethlehem, a small town in ancient Palestine.
I wonder when the writer of the textbooks talk about Muhammad, the claimed prophet of Islam. Will they say a boy by the name Muhammad born in Mecca? Or they always say the prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad? Why in the world, when the textbook talk about Jesus, they talk to him as he's a little boy, and when they talk about Muhammad, they always mention him with a high respect and reverence as the greatest prophet of all. But notice the lie here also. Because at the time of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior birth, the land was known as Judea. the southern part of the kingdom of Israel. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem, located in Judea, not in Palestine, as the textbooks stated. The same lie is repeated in the following textbook.
In the text, World Cultures, A Global Mosaic, published by Pearson Prentice Hall, copyright 2004, on page 556. Jesus, the founder of Christianity, was born in Palestine while it was under Roman rule.
And here is the answer for such lies. Palestinians often spin the self-serving myth that Jesus was a Palestinian. It is an attempt to lend credibility to their case for Palestinian statehood, especially among Christians. Israel and Judah were the names associated with the Holy Land at the time of Jesus Christ, not Palestine. The false impression in the textbook is that the land was called Palestine, that Palestine is a state today, and thus its rightful citizens should be Palestinians. Many textbooks use the name Palestine when the proper historical name should be Israel. Israel is the ancient Hebrew name for the land of Israel. As we have seen, this information is nothing but lies, which the authors put in the textbooks to brainwash our children, and we must do everything we can to remove these lies and teach our children the true history. To learn more about lies in the textbooks, please join us again, and until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.